Is the SSPX a viable option for mass? The reason why I'm doing this video is twofold. First, this is a question that I'm asking myself, because I'm coming to a point in my spiritual life where I feel that the Latin Mass is better, far better than the Novus Ordo Mass, for several reasons. Not the least of which is the fact that I raised all four of my children in the Novus Ordo, the two oldest having attended Catholic schools, and they all four left the faith. I believe that the reason that this happened is because the Novus Ordo Church, so to speak, does not teach the Catholic faith. And I can give all kinds of examples of this. Probably the main one is the fact that they don't make it clear that the Church, the Catholic Church, is necessary for salvation. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that if you're not Catholic, you're not going to go to heaven. But that doesn't mean that everyone goes to heaven, which is what they seem to imply in the Novus Ordo. Well, I'm sorry, but if there's no reason to be Catholic, if you don't have to be Catholic to be saved, then you're not going to stay Catholic, because being Catholic is hard. And the Novus Ordo liturgy is just bad. I've also noticed an uptick in criticism of the SSPX over the last few months on YouTube and the Catholic sphere. Lots of people saying that you can't go to the SSPX, or you really shouldn't go to the SSPX for this reason or that. I suspect that the reason for this uptick is that since the issuance of Traditionis Custodis, a lot more people are starting to go to the SSPX. Well, if Traditionis Custodis is causing these people to do this, and the Church doesn't like it, then maybe the Church needs to rethink Traditionis Custodis. So let's explore this. Let's look at the question, can the faithful attend SSPX Masses? Or, is attending an SSPX Mass an act of schism? Does it incur excommunication? Or is it committing a sin? First, a little background on the SSPX as I understand it. After the Second Vatican Council and the issues with the new Mass, some seminarians approached a retired archbishop named Marcel Lefebvre and asked him if he would open a seminary and teach the Latin Mass. He agreed, and he got permission from Rome and started the Society of St. Pius X, also known as the SSPX. However, since he was retired and did not actually have a diocese, they had no canonical status to perform the sacraments. Over time, Archbishop Lefebvre saw that there was a crisis in the Church and felt the need for the SSPX to perform the sacraments for the faithful, and he did this without permission from Rome. He also consecrated four bishops without Rome's approval. This incurred a laetae sententia excommunication for Archbishop Lefebvre and the four bishops. However, Pope Benedict XVI lifted those excommunications, so there is no excommunication on the bishops or the priests of the Society of St. Pius X. However, the society has no canonical status, and when the priests are ordained, their faculties are suspended ad divinis. So when an SSPX priest performs a Mass, the Mass is valid. Transubstantiation happens, but it's not licit. They are doing it illegally. It is not in line with the code of canon law. The marriages that they perform are considered invalid. Their confessions were invalid. However, Pope Francis extended faculties to the SSPX for confession, and so now they're valid. And their confirmations and baptisms are valid as well. The SSPX is not in schism. There are a lot of people who would like to make that claim, including high-ranking members of the Catholic hierarchy, such as Cardinal Burke, who said that he believed that they were in schism. But there are also other high-ranking members in the hierarchy who say that they're not in schism, such as Bishop Athanasius Snyder. And there has been no formal decree of schism on the SSPX from the Church, nor does receiving the sacraments from the SSPX incur the penalty of excommunication. And the biggest evidence to show this comes from a situation known as the Hawaii Six. On January 1991, a canonical decree of excommunication was issued in Honolulu, Hawaii, against six laypersons by the local bishop of that diocese for having the SSPX Bishop Richard Williamson confirm the sacrament of confirmation on their children. On May 1, 1991, they were formally declared to be excommunicated. Bishop Ferrario wrote in the decree, "Whereas you performed a schismatic act, not only by procuring the services of Bishop Williamson to perform confirmations at Our Lady of Fatima Chapel, but also by that very association with the aforementioned bishop, you incur ipso facto the grave censor of excommunication." The excommunicated six immediately appealed the case to Rome, in a letter dated June 28, 1993, the United States Apostolic Nuncio declared on Cardinal Ratzinger's behalf, "From the examination of the case conducted on the basis of the law of the Church, it did not result that the facts referred to in the above-mentioned decree are formal schismatic acts in the strict sense, as they do not constitute the offense of schism, and therefore the congregation holds that the decree of May 1, 1991 lacks foundation and hence validity." So as you can see, receiving sacraments from the SSPX does not incur the penalty of excommunication, nor is it a schismatic act. This comes from the CDF and the director of the CDF at the time, then Cardinal Ratzinger, future Pope Benedict XVI. But is attending a Mass of the SSPX a sin? And does it fulfill our Sunday obligation to attend Mass? This has been asked several times, and in one case someone got a reply from the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, which is the organization that oversees the SSPX and other groups like it, and this is the reply that they gave. In a 2003 letter from the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, Monsignor Pearl responds to private correspondence that was made public. He writes, his first question was, can I fulfill my Sunday obligation by attending Mass of St. Pius X? And our response was, in the strict sense, you may fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending a Mass celebrated by a priest of the Society of St. Pius X. His second question was, is it a sin for me to attend a Mass of the Society of St. Pius X? And we responded stating, we have already told you that we cannot recommend your attendance at such a Mass and have explained the reason why. If your primary reason for attending were to manifest your desire to separate yourself from communion with the Roman Pontiff and those in communion with him, it would be a sin. If your intention is simply to participate in a Mass according to the 1962 Missal for the sake of devotion, this would not be a sin. His third question was, is it a sin for me to contribute to the Sunday collection at a Pius X Mass? To which we responded, it would seem that a modest contribution to the collection at Mass could be justified. So here we see from Ecclesia Dei, which is the organization that oversees groups such as the SSPX, saying attendance at an SSPX Mass fulfills your Sunday obligation, and it is not a sin as long as you are not doing it because you want to separate yourself from the Holy Pontiff and those in communion with him, but rather for some other reason such as the desire to attend the Latin Mass. And you can even contribute. So why would we choose to attend an SSPX over the regular Novus Ordo Mass or even a diocesan Latin Mass? Well, the deplorable state of the Novus Ordo Church, I believe, is reason enough. The Code of Canon Law states in Canon 1335, if a censure prohibits the celebration of sacraments or sacramentals or the placing of an act of governance, the prohibition is suspended whenever it is necessary to care for the faithful in danger of death. If a laetae sententia censure has not been declared, the prohibition is also suspended whenever a member of the faithful requests a sacrament or sacramental or an act of governance. A person is permitted to request this for any just cause. Now, as I said earlier, I raised all four of my kids in the Novus Ordo Church, and they all left. And my situation is not unique. This is what has been happening with Catholics over the last few decades, since the Second Vatican Council. They go through the motions, and once they get away from their parents, they leave. And like I said, there are several reasons why this is the case. I don't want to go into all of that right now, but the new Mass is not inspiring. And again, the watering down of the faith and this attitude that I'm okay, you're okay, and we all go to heaven, this causes a loss of faith in people, especially young adults who leave the church. Trying to avoid that would be just cause, in my opinion, to move your family over to the SSPX. Now, I don't think that it's unreasonable to assume that at least one person in attendance at any given SSPX chapel for Mass is there with just cause. So then, at every SSPX Mass, the suspension, since it's not laetae sententia, of the priest is lifted, according to Canon 1335. And this very well may be the case. And the suspension is either there or it's not. So if it's lifted for that one person, then it's lifted for everybody. So why would we choose to go to the SSPX Mass rather than the diocesan Latin Mass? Well, I personally still, to this day, go mainly to the Novus Ordo, and I also attend a diocesan Latin Mass in my diocese. The first few priests that we had with the Latin Mass were great, but being diocesan priests, they get reassigned. And recently, the priest doing the Latin Mass got reassigned, and another young priest was given the duty of doing the Latin Mass, and he didn't know what he was doing. And it's not his fault. But it was really bad, especially at first. It was kind of sloppy, and you could just tell he didn't know what he was doing. Again, it wasn't his fault. He had just been thrown into it. Now he's gotten a lot better, but still, this brings up a point. There's a difference between a priest being formed through seminary to do the Latin Mass versus a diocesan priest who's given a book and told, there you go, figure it out. And it doesn't do much good to go to a Latin Mass if the homily is the same modernist drivel that you find in the Novus Ordo. And here are some things that I personally have heard from the mouths of priests at the Novus Ordo Church. God will not judge us on sexual sin. The Blessed Virgin Mary committed sin. St. Paul was wrong, and the Bible is wrong. We don't have to go to a priest to get our sins forgiven. We can just go straight to God. Now, these are all very grievous errors. You're not going to hear something like that out of the mouths of an SSPX priest. Now, that's not to say that I don't have any issues with the SSPX at all. I do. One, I don't like the cult of Lefebvre. This overveneration of Archbishop Lefebvre, who I'm sure was a great person, but they tend to quote him as if he were St. Augustine or Thomas Aquinas. He is not a saint. He is not a doctor of the church. Now, that doesn't mean that that won't happen one of these days, but I just believe the way the SSPX venerates him is unfounded. Two, a few years ago, the SSPX put a video on YouTube with a priest saying that if the only Mass you have available to you is the Novus Ordo, that you should not attend. You should just not go to Mass.
Many Catholics wonder if they should attend the new Mass, especially to fulfill their Sunday obligation. In these videos, we're going to show what the Sunday obligation is and its limits, and then why Catholics are not obliged to attend the new Mass and should even avoid it.
Well, I'm sorry, but you have a moral obligation to attend Mass, and if the only option you have available to you is the Novus Ordo, you have to go. 3. As justified as the SSPX might be, or even Archbishop Lefebvre might have been, I don't like disobedience. And disobedience breeds more disobedience. And with the SSPX, we have several break-off groups, even Sedevacantist groups, that have come from it. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the SSPX. We have the Latin Mass still today, thanks to the SSPX, and they deserve credit for that. And as far as the excommunications of Archbishop Lefebvre and the four bishops, they were lifted. That is a non-issue. And the SSPX critics need to quit bringing that up. So here's my take on this. It's clear that we can attend an SSPX Mass, so long as we're not doing it with a schismatic attitude. We can do it simply because we want to go to the Latin Mass, or we want a better environment for ourselves or to raise our children than we can get through the Novus Ordo Church. I believe we have an obligation to try the diocesan Latin Mass first, or Institute of Christ the King, or the FSSP, which is exempt from Traditionis Custodis, the FSSP is, or other fully approved Latin Mass groups first, if they are available to us. But if the only viable option available to you for the Latin Mass or a better environment is the SSPX, then yes, by all means go. But I think this decision should be made with prayer and discernment. And at the end of the day, it's better for someone to go to the SSPX than leave the church, or to raise your kids in the SSPX if there is a better chance of them remaining Catholic all their life than if they were raised in the Novus Ordo, which seems to be the case. I also feel the need to point out that while the SSPX has an irregular status in the church, break-off groups such as the SSPV, SSPX MC, the SSPX Resistance, and independent chapels have no status, and thus should be avoided. I'm not throwing stones at anyone who attends those masses. I get it. I'm just giving my opinion on these groups. I don't believe the situation in the church warrants going to those groups yet. Until my next video, God bless.